Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. What's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about some of these movies back when you were younger, when you started seeing a lot of these movies about about the never-ending story, Back to the Future. A lot of those movies do make a lot of sense. They do have a lot of messages in the movies. And even the cartoons that are coming out now, we're starting to see a lot more supernatural things, sort of like, the Smurfs, things like that. And the Care Bears, there's a lot of magical movies out there. I was talking to a friend about the movie, it's called Little Nemo. If anybody ever seen that movie, it's a cartoon. It's about, and it's interesting because they all have different magical worlds that, kids, is telling kids subconsciously that they can travel into their own imagination. And you were telling us, Roy, a while back about how Walt Disney became so famous and about his life. Do you care to share that?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that in this movie that I watched, Walt Disney came from a really poor family, and they hardly had anything to eat during that time, because this was back during the time, close to the Depression. So he was glad just to, get anything to eat. But anyway, his dad always told him that he was a dreamer. And one thing that Walt Disney always said, that never to give up on your dreams, to always, go after, whatever your desires are, and never give up. So that, that's one message, that stays with me, is no matter what we go through or what life throws at us, we have to live, what we are, our passion is, what our love is, what we resonate with, and, keep striving until you become successful. Well, in the story, Walt Disney, was faced with a lot of disappointments. During that time, there wasn't a lot of money, so, he didn't have much money to invest, but what he did have is his talents and his skills, and a lot of people, did see that, and he finally met that right person, and when he went to California and told him about his dreams of, building a Disneyland, a place for families to go, and a lot of it had to do with, the way he was going to design that. A lot of it from this little hometown, that's why he built Main Street, in Disneyland. It looks just like his little hometown where he came from. But he became very successful. His brother took it over after he passed away. What was interesting was his name was Roy. Roy Disney. and I thought, you know, that was quite a synchronicity there. But I just wanted to share that with the audience.
Well, that's very powerful. Was there any messages that Walt Disney had for children? I mean, growing up, or was there any kind of...
his main message is to, you know, follow your desires, you know, whether it be, you know, playing an instrument, you know, being an artist, you know, doing all the things that you enjoy doing, you know, and again, we know that, you know, at first it's a hobby, then it could turn into a career where you can start making money with it. And that was his, you know, one of his main messages was not to give up.
Wow. Well, I just got shivers with that. That's really a powerful message.
Yeah.
You know, he has made a lot of progress in the movie industry. And as I was saying, a lot of it has a lot to do with these magical things. Like, for an example, I was watching the movie Little Monsters, and it's about an underworld portal where everyone was pretty much just enjoying life, just living their own life in their own dimension. And it's interesting because it makes you wonder. A lot of these movies do have a lot of messages in them. And even growing up as a kid, you know, you see a lot of magical things in a lot of these movies, cartoons, Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland and Wizard of Oz and all these movies. It's very, very powerful. So, anyways, it looks like we got a lot of callers on the line looking for a psychic reading tonight. For those who have listened to Barbara's show, she's a very interesting empath. I mean, when she takes off, she takes off. She's an amazing lady. And I just wanted to share that for her. My wishes go out to all the healers and all the psychics. I think they're doing a great job, and keep up. It's a good job, guys. Let's go ahead and start with our first caller from the 832 area. Let's go ahead and bring them on, Roy. 832, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Dejan. I'm calling from Texas.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
Thank you. I was wondering when I was going to be getting a job. Like in the future, like anytime soon.
What kind of line of work are you looking for?
Nothing particularly. Right now I'm in college, so I'm just looking for a job to bring in income for myself.
And what are you studying in college?
Right now I'm studying film.
Okay, what's your major? I mean, what do you plan on
doing with it?
Doing it
in your
education.
Right now I haven't really thought about that too much. I was thinking maybe do something towards maybe video editing, maybe directing a few videos and here and there, you know, bringing some income for myself.
Okay. Adrian, what messages do you have?
Well, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I see you, the visions I'm getting is I see you teaching something. It's like you have something to teach. And I could tell by your voice that you're very confident. You're a very confident person. And you're a very strong and determined person. And whatever you set your mind to, you accomplish it. And when you set your mind on something to accomplish something, you follow through. And, you know, some people get bored and they want to move on to another project. They never finish a project. But the way I see you is I see you finishing projects. And the Spirit's telling me you're going to get what you want, and it's going to be around June time when finances are going to really pick up for you. And by next month, you will have a job, and it will be a full-time job. But I do see you in some kind of, like you're teaching. I just see you teaching what you know. And that I also see that you're very intelligent. Are you really good with math?
With math? I would say yes and no, but mostly yes. I mean, it depends what subject in math, I guess.
Well, I see you're really good with math. Like you, your mind figures things out, and that you calculate in your mind. That's how you figure things out. I also feel like you're very open-minded, but also you have a very analytical mind, which is not a bad thing because, you know, you take a step back and you analyze things before you step into it. And, but you are very right brain dominant, but you're also analytical to gather information, to gather knowledge, and that you are a truth seeker, and that the big things really don't matter to you. It's the small things that will, that catch your interest in life, which is okay too, because even, you know, you can learn a lot from the small things and the big things, but that's what Spirit's showing me. And I also see that you're going to be having a lot of dreams about your future goals and the things that you want to accomplish. So pay attention. Your dreams are going to become very vivid in the next 3 days, and your angels are going to show you a lot of information.
In the next 3 days?
Uh-huh. And I see everything happening in threes for you.
Okay.
And it's interesting because a psychic told a friend of mine that everything happens in fours for him. And right across from where he lives, there's a big four on a building. And he lives on a street called Positively 4th Street. And so when she said that, she didn't know that he lived on Positively 4th Street. So that's kind of like a synchronicity thing, you know, this is what happens in threes and eights. So anytime when a number shows up, it's usually a positive vibration, or it means something, or it has a hidden meaning behind it.
Okay.
For an example, if you were to go and you found out that you had to pay your rent, I'll just give you a good example, and they quoted you a number, that would be your key right there. It's a synchronicity. For me, it was like $80. So $80 would be number 8 because you don't add the 0. So 8 is a good vibration number, which means money is starting to come my way. Or if you get a number that says 43 or 42. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you always want to pay attention to those synchronicities.
Well, actually, I think last year I actually started seeing 111 a lot, so.
Mm-hmm. That's your towers, yeah. Yeah, and 111 has a lot to do with you're finding your soulmate and your twin flame. It's a very high vibration. It means that a lot of doors are opening up for you and great opportunities are coming. And it's interesting you say that because every morning I wake up, it's always 111. Just, and it happens to my dad very regularly, where he might see, you know, different numbers. But usually that's the angels showing you messages or signs, or if you find a penny on the ground, or if you find a feather, a white feather or a dove or whatever. I believe, you know, even the angels can shapeshift, so we got to pay attention to the angels too.
All right.
So you might see a big bird flying, and it may not even look like a regular bird. Like I saw this big dove flying, but it didn't even look like a real, like a dove. It looked like a giant white bird that I've never seen before. So that to me was a symbolic sign of an angel. So it's kind of, so they'll leave messages like that, signs like that. So I just wanted to share that. Is there anything you want to say, Roy?
I just wanted to share also that a lot of people, you know, have seen the, you know, the 1111 numbers. A lot of it has to do, again, like Adrian mentioned, you know, these are messages, you know, for you that you're in alignment and that, you know, just follow your intuition and allow the angels to help, you know, guide you. A lot of people, you know, forget that they have, you know, guardian angels. They have, you know, some of the angels that are just waiting, you know, for you to, you know, call upon them, you know, for help. So, you know, when you have your prayers, you know, whatever angel that you resonate with, you know, ask him to help guide you, you know, wherever, whether it be a job, a relationship, money, or whatever. You know, they're there waiting to help so that, you know, this, all these things will become, you know, possible for you. I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and we do have some other callers that are waiting, so let's go ahead and go with the next caller now, Ava.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller to the 831 area. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm so glad that you took my call. Could I just please ask you for a message from my spirits or your spirits or whatever kind of connection we can get?
I was going to ask Roy if you wanted to use the shadow deck tonight.
Yes.
Are you there, Roy? Hello.
Hello.
Well, it looks like we lost Roy on the show. I don't know what happened. Let's go to the next caller from the 623 area. You're on the air.
Hello. I just have a question. Hello. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. My dear, my question is, I'm applying for different jobs. I'm looking for a job. And I want to know if this job I apply for today is a good job or I should be looking for other jobs.
What job did you apply for?
It's like a counselor for kids. It's somebody that guide them through the process, through the transition between high school and college.
I see you in a position. And I feel like you're going to be very pleased with the one that the universe is going to give you. It won't be what you expect, but it will be, you will be in a position where you will be in counseling. Is what I see.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
What was the other job that you applied for?
The other job I applied for is a job as a trainer, as a personal trainer, because I have a lot of certificates and qualifications helping older people. Or still I should be looking and looking because those jobs are not what the universe has for me.
Do you have to travel for your job?
For these jobs I'm applying for, no. I mean, it would be like 10 miles the most.
Okay, because I see you traveling, and I see you in the same position, but you're traveling. That's what I see. But as far as this other one, I'm not seeing that coming into fruition right now. But I do see you in a position where you're going to be in doing several different things. But as far as this other job, I'm not seeing that one coming into fruition right now.
Do you mean the second job I talked to you about? I'm sorry, do you mean the second job I talked to you about?
Yeah, the second one.
Uh-huh, okay.
I see that one being very tied up.
Hmm.
And I also see that you wouldn't be very happy with this other one, the second one.
Oh.
But I do see you in a position with what you want to do. It's just going to be not what you expect.
Oh, I see. So probably later the universe will give me something out of the blue. Maybe.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And you'll probably be in a position by next month. If not by this month, it will be next month.
Oh, okay. Okay, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 773 area. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. And how can I help you? And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joelle, and I'm from Indianapolis.
Nice to meet you, Joan. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm just wondering if you can pick up energy between myself and a man named John and what you might read between the two of us.
Well, I could tell you're very emotionally attached to him. I feel like there's conflict between you both right now.
And what's the conflict?
Distance. I feel like you both commune with each other, but there's an emotional distance, even though you're very emotionally attached. He's a good-looking person for you. But there's a part of him that you would want more out of him than what he's putting on, what he's projecting, and what he's giving out. Hard worker. I do see him being a hard worker. I do see a future between the both of you and the future. I do see you creating a bond and getting closer. It's just he hasn't completely opened up his heart yet to you.
So, what's my next step? What do I need to do?
Well, usually when people don't open up their heart, is usually one or two things. It's usually because they're trying to protect their heart because they've been hurt, or because they have been hurt and they have heart walls. And usually the heart walls is what prevents them from loving again, from getting hurt. But person that protects their heart from getting hurt are usually the ones that have very low self-esteem. But a successful person that knows what they want will guard their heart, but at the same time, will give you the benefit of the doubt. Because they're always opportunists. They always open up to opportunities to realize that something could actually come out of it. And their desire is nothing more than just to be loved, even though they don't really care if they get hurt. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well,
but at the same time, they're on guard.
I'm just wondering if...
That's the difference.
Well, I'm wondering if I make myself available to other opportunities, yet keeping the opportunity still available to him, like, so he can keep his, throw his hat in the ring as well. And just wondering, you know, I just don't know what to do. If this is, if this is a life partner, or if there's a better life partner, or if there's choices,
well,
I'm not.
This is just my own opinion, and I say this to everybody. And this isn't coming from a psychic level, but I've always believed that if you're going to stick with something and you believe in something, then just stick with it. And don't keep bouncing back and forth like a yo-yo. And I know that's easier said than done because, you know, you keep getting tripped up. You feel like you're not going anywhere. You feel like there's just so many blocks that are in front of you. But if you just go with the flow and you believe in what you believe to be true, then just stick with that. But don't shift back and forth, because the more you shift back and forth, which is what I call yo-yo programming, is what happens is your energy goes up and down like a yo-yo. And it has no flow. Your chakras can't flow that way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So,
it's like
a
shift.
Is he a good life partner?
Well, if you believe he is, then yes. And see, that's why I'm a big believer in energetic deprogramming or energetic healing work is to heal your chakras. Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh. To heal your chakra, you know, a lot of Reiki practitioners, they'll heal you with energy or if you need healing. But the way I like it to do it is I took a training called Geotran, and I use codes to program in the chakra to get rid of a lot of this programming.
Which
I like to call it's all mind control stuff, but because from 0 to 10 years old, we were basically programmed. Like, sort of like how you pick up a remote and you program your TV. That's pretty much how our brain works.
Mm-hmm.
And we put off signals. We put off energy. We broadcast. We receive energy. We broadcast. So whatever you're broadcasting or whatever you're putting out is not your own thoughts. You got to energetically deprogram to get rid of any blocks like heart walls, programming, mind control, whatever. And then you'll see that things will start flowing for you.
And how do I do that?
Well, I took the training called Geotran, and if you want to email me, I'd be happy to help you. Just email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and I'll explain more to you how the codes work. And it's just all it is energetic work that you and him need that will help you on your path. And see, there's a lot more going on than just what meets the eye, is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, thank you for your... Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's just, it's just difficult trying to decipher love these days.
And I'll be honest with you, a lot of this energetic work that people do, you know, like Reiki practitioners and Geotran and all this, it does work over time, but you got to keep doing it every day. It is an everyday thing. And sometimes it happens right away. It don't have to be an everyday thing. It depends on how psychically in tune you are. It depends on how psychically sensitive you are. And some people are sensitive to energy. Some people are not. But you can do all this work, and you can do affirmations all you want, but it ain't going to happen. Because if you got all this stuff going on and it hasn't been cleared, then it ain't going to work. That's why people say, oh, it doesn't work. Reiki doesn't work on me. Well, that's the reason why. Because you got to get to the root. You got to get to the root of the problem. It's
okay.
Like psychic surgery.
All right. Well, is there anything else I need to know about this relationship?
Just follow your heart. That's all I can tell you. And I feel like your heart is in the right place, and that your dreams will tell you and your angels will show you things if you ask your guides and angels to show you in your dreams.
Okay.
Just ask your guides and angels to take you to hyperspace. Stay out of the astral plane because it's a low density energy dimension. It's basically the fourth dimension is what we're in right now. The astral plane is where the spirits are held to cross over, and they're usually the ones that are lost. Hyperspace is a dimension that is a whole bigger dimensional portal that you can go in and get information. And you won't get tripped up in the astral, in the hyperspace.
How did you find out about the hyperspace? How did you find out about the hyperspace?
You can actually get a book. It's called The Healer's Handbook. And I know the guy that wrote the book, and he talks about hyperspace, and he talks about the different dimensions that you can access.
Okay.
And it's all sacred geometry, pretty much.
Okay. Well, thanks for your advice. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I hope that helped.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too. Sleep tight.
Go to the next caller from the 831 area. You're on the air. 831. Five, six, one.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I couldn't get through the other person, but I guess we got you now. 561.
I wanted to know what the angel saw for me and Gregory.
You and Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your first name?
Tracy.
Tracy, okay. I'm just going to do a quick scan on you guys for a minute.
Sure.
And this is just basically a scan of your DNA. Do I have permission?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Gregory kind of, is he having problems right now?
I don't know.
Like health problems?
I can't say. I don't know, really.
Okay. Is he kind of personal, a personal person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a minute. Just 1 minute, okay?
Sure.
And I'm going to look something up in my book here. Okay, so... He's very creative, spiritual, and emotional.
Hmm.
He's very isolated, very quiet, kind of a hermit. He's a hard worker. Is he spiritual?
Yes.
Okay. Religious?
Yes.
Okay. He's kind of a trickster. he likes to play games. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's a very sexual person. And when he does something, he always feels guilty that he's done it. He has a lot of regrets.
Oh, yeah?
And he tends to live in the past. He thinks of the past a lot. He's a very quiet person, very secretive. Outgoing, has a lot of friends, but very quiet. And usually the ones that are the most quiet ones are the ones that you got to be careful with, because they have a very nasty temper.
Yeah.
Because the reason why they do is because they suppress a lot of, they build it up, okay? They build up a lot of energy in their chakras until they explode. And once they explode, it's like no retreat, no surrender kind of deal. So that's kind of why there's a lot of mental stuff going on with him, is what I'm picking up. For you, what did you say your name was? Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
For you, you're kind of a healer. So you help to heal him. You're kind of like a vortex that sucks him in. Because when I think of Teresa, I think of a pyramid or a triangle. So you're kind of like a vortex, and you basically feed in a lot of his energy. Do you ever get drained from him? Are you there?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Do you get drained from him?
Drained?
Yeah.
No.
You kind of feel like you're not getting your point across?
Well, it's not that. I'm just trying to feel my way out before I, you know, I get involved, I guess. Or I just wanted to know what I'm dealing with.
Well, you're dealing with a wall.
A wall.
But in, yeah, like a, I see like a wall and a maze.
Mm.
So that to me is like the labyrinth. You're trying to figure things out, and you're trying to get to the center of the
mm-hmm.
labyrinth. And there's a wall in front of you, but you're trying to figure out how to get around it. And there's no getting around the wall. For the only way getting around the wall is you have to imagine that that wall is pretty much not even there. In other words, remember on the movie Labyrinth where she just walks through the wall? Not everything appears to be what it is. It's just an illusion.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Mm-hmm.
It's just an illusion. It's a smokescreen. So whatever he puts up is not because what he's telling you is truth.
Okay. I kind of
so
figured
buy
it out.
Him. He's a trickster.
Mm-hmm.
And usually tricksters are usually... they have a lot of fairy energy, which I call Tinkerbell.